what part of London are you from?
Well, I'm originally from North London.
Yeah.
Kentish Town, Camden Town
area.
Yeah.
That's where my relatives are from. Swiss Cottage.
Yeah, I know, down there. But we've been up here about 15 years now. The first year I would have gone back like that, but after once you got used to it, I was alright. I wouldn't go back now.
No, it's a different place.
I wouldn't live back down.
But basically, we moved back up because the business that we had was became national, so it didn't really matter where the office was. And I was coming up like every Friday for 2 days.
Well, I've just been talking about that, about the fact that people are now coming back to this town, helping in its regeneration, and you're getting sort of the a new type of entrepreneur coming into this town and that, and how they will impact on the economy of the place. It's changing the, because the question was, is could Seaham be the new St. Ives? And the answer is possibly it could do, because if you know the history of that area, that was just a former mining area with slag heaps and things like that. I mean, the famous pasty actually is about the only thing that actually came from the mines, because basically it was built so that when the miners were actually eating with that pasty, they used to use the ridge to eat with, and that, and they used to throw that away because of the fact that they were working in lead and things like that. And obviously they didn't want to be consuming lead, so they would have this pasty with that
thick, ring,
with that thick band on the top of it. And basically speaking is, as you can imagine, they lost all of that industry. A lot of them actually came up here to work, and the fishing industry changed in its complexity. And what happened was that area, you started getting an influx of artists and people like that, because it was fairly cheap in other ways. But that's, so yes, this could be a St. Ives.
I think it could be, because it was only about 5 years ago that they actually had houses in Seaham for sale in the Observer and the Guardian down in London.
There was an
article in the Times saying that Seaham was the place to live.
If you were looking to invest in property, they were saying Seaham was the next up and coming place.
Which is not been in sort of 50 grand and what have you, buying up like half a street.
Well, I mean, I know people that were doing that. Like, I mean, they weren't that from that far away. But the bottom line is, it's where people come along. I mean, I don't think it would be too long before we see a boot shop in this town. So if somebody was to invest in a boot shop, I think that would.
I'm very disappointed with Lord Byron's
talk,
to be honest. I'm extremely disappointed.
Which is Lord, what do you mean by Lord Byron's?
Shopping centre.
The thing I would say is, there's a lot of these properties in Church Street here which their current function or their previous function as being a food shop or being whatever it was is now gone. That's dead as far as its function is concerned. The low rateable air, the potentially low rateable or low rent yield. And that, I think what will happen is if somebody grabs hold of them, start putting boot shops in and other things like that.
You need a little bit more specialist.
And it'll change, you know.
Secondhand in cheap shops.
Well, that's because of, you know, it's a transition, though. That's a transition.
You go into, what's the name of the electrical shop?
Calvert.
I've been there since I was a family business.
If I go into Calvert's and I tell them, like, I've just bought a big American fridge freezer from them, and I went in and they didn't have the one I wanted, so they ordered me one in, no delivery charge, and then they said, oh, they've got that one online for 50 quid, well, not 6 quid up.
Yeah.
Are you paying cash?
You get a lot of 10% off.